When I was 14, my boyfriend asked me to marry him. I accepted, but we decided maybe we shouldn't announce it right away. 4 years later, we got engaged and made a deal with our parents. If they'd let us get married, we would finish college and not have kids until we did. But sometimes babies happen when you're making other plans. We were married in 63. Our son Drew was born in 64. I put Bob through grad school with a part-time job as a secretary in the microbiology department. When he graduated, it was my turn to finish college. But our daughter Eleanor was born, and a few years later, Sarah arrived. I loved being a mom and raising our kids. I planned to return to school when Sarah entered kindergarten. But I was a La Leche League leader and had been helping out our pediatrician with his breastfeeding patients. When we moved to Charlottesville, so Bob could become a professor at UVA, I met with the head of the nursing department there and talked her into hiring me as the hospital's first lactation consultant. 9 years later, Bob accepted one of those jobs you just can't refuse in New York City. Then, I had 80 colleges to choose from. But instead, I began writing for magazines, became a columnist for Country Living, and started research for a biography of Frank Benson, an American Impressionist painter. The year my first book was published, we moved back to Charlottesville. Sarah started UVA, and so did I. Slowly, the credits began accumulating. Greek art, physics, and ancient civilization at UVA, psychology, existential philosophy, and history of the Gilded Age at Piedmont Community College. Each year, I juggled a couple of courses around my various writing assignments, and had earned 60 credits when I heard about Mary Baldwin's adult degree program. I began driving over the mountains to study there, taking courses like Botany in the Field in the Shenandoah Valley, or the History of Jamestown in the Tidewater, or Italian Renaissance in Rome, where I discovered what would be the subject of my senior thesis, the friendship of Michelangelo and Daniele da Volterra. I loved the learning, the research, the writing. Each class was like a fine chocolate. I'd nibble at it for a whole semester and then move on to the next one. By last fall, the chocolate box was almost empty. My first grandchild is graduating from UCLA this June. I thought I should keep the chronology correct and graduate before she did. So this winter, I put on a big push, took 3 courses, and at the age of 71, graduated from Mary Baldwin College last week.